Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of faith, the real God kind of faith. We've seen the fact that whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. When you're operating by faith, you're going to overcome everything of the enemy, and you're going to receive the promises of God. We walk by faith, not by sight. And without faith, it's impossible to please Him. So it is important for you to understand faith, and so you can walk in the ways of God and please Him. And we saw why faith is important. We saw all the promises of God, from salvation to receiving the Holy Spirit, to healing, to victory, to overcoming the devil, being delivered, being set free from bondage. It all comes through faith. We've seen the fact that faith is a mystery, and it's given to us to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. It's a mystery because it's spiritually revealed. And there's one faith. We're either operating in it or not. And you need to be sure you're operating in the God kind of faith. God's at work to bring the church into the unity of the faith. And we are all to strive together for the faith of the gospel, earnestly contending for the faith. Why? Because we got an adversary, the devil, who comes to try our faith and to hinder us from walking by faith. We are to fight the good fight of faith. And when we walk in faith, we're going to overcome our enemy. Remember, three things abide: faith, hope, and love. The greatest is love, of course, but faith is important for you to have abiding in your life. When Jesus comes back, it says, "Shall he find faith on the earth?" He's looking for you to function in faith in your life. And you can learn to walk by faith so that you can see the promises come to pass. Remember, all things are possible to him that believeth. And as you believe, it'll be unto you. And according to your faith, it will be unto you in your life. Now, we've talked about these things and just want to review them briefly. Do you have faith? The answer is yes. Don't ever think, well, I don't have any faith. That's a lie. You have faith. If you're born again, you have like precious faith, 2 Peter 1:1. And Romans 12:3, it's been dealt to every man the measure of faith. You all have like precious faith, the measure of faith. Where'd you get it from? You got it from Jesus. That's whose faith it is, because who are you? You are really Christ in you. Remember, you were crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, you live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. You have His faith because you have the Spirit of Christ in you. Jesus is the author and the finisher or developer of our faith, and we now are to walk in the God kind of faith. Now, as having been born again children of God, you're supposed to use this faith. This faith is supposed to be developed in your life, and you're supposed to use it to operate to see victory come forth. Now, in the last broadcast, we were talking about what faith is, and we're going to continue with this and review some of this. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4:13, we saw a principle. It's very important to understand that faith is a spiritual force. Faith is not something of the natural. We're talking about the God kind of faith, a spiritual force. 2 Corinthians 4:13, we having the same spirit of faith. It is a spirit of faith that you operate in, a spiritual force. See, when you're doing things by faith, you're operating from your spirit. Remember, you're made of three parts, spirit, soul, and body. You are a spirit, you have a soul, you live in a body. You're not to walk by your soul realm or according to what your body wants. You're to walk according to your spirit, and you function by your spirit of faith in all that you do. We also saw the fact that faith is a law. It was through the law of faith. Men weren't justified by the deeds of the law, but by the law of faith of believing on Jesus Christ. A law is something that works every time. A law is something that will bring forth the spiritual laws of God. When you operate this law of faith, it will bring into operation the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, which causes you to overcome all of the effects of the law of sin and death in this world. You know, Romans 8:2 says now that the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, and see, we have that because we're in Christ, it has made me free from the law of sin and death. That means you don't have to let the law of sin and death operate in your life when you operate according to the law of the Spirit of life, and you do that with your spirit of faith. Now, faith contacts, puts into operation God's laws, His Word, and it will affect the natural realm. Remember, there's two realms. There's a spiritual realm, and there's a natural realm. We walk in the spiritual realm by faith, and the natural realm is going to be controlled and affected by faith. Remember Hebrews 11:3, that it was through faith that the worlds were framed, so that things which appear were not made of things which do appear. Things that are seen are not made of things which do appear. Otherwise, all the things that we see came into existence from something released in the Spirit. And that was when God said, "Let there be light." He released spiritual law, spiritual force with His Spirit of faith, and it brought into being the natural worlds. Faith is a spiritual force, and it is present tense. Hebrews 11:1, now faith is. It is the substance of things hoped for. It's a spiritual substance, or this word substance is hypostasis, meaning a standing under, a spiritual standing under or support. It's the assurance of things that are hoped for. And the word hope, by the way, is the word elpizo in the Greek, meaning a confident expectancy. One thing we need to realize is that the Word of God, when you hear it, produces hope and faith in you. It produces hope, which is of the soul. Remember, hope's the anchor of the soul. And faith, which is of the heart. Because the Word is actually written in two places by the Holy Spirit when you hear it. It is written in your heart, and it is written in your mind. When written in your mind, it produces hope, the anchor of the soul. Written in your spirit, in the heart, it is faith that is produced. Praise God. And this is a spiritual substance. It is also the evidence of things not seen. It's the proof or the conviction of things that we don't see. It deals with the unseen realm. Remember, the unseen realm is the real realm that does not change, while the natural realm, the seen realm, is subject to change. We saw that scripture in 2 Corinthians 4:18. While we look not at the things which are seen, the seen realm, but at the things which are not seen. What are the things that are not seen? That's the things in the realm of the Spirit. For the things which are seen are temporal or subject to change, but the things which are not seen are eternal, everlasting. They don't change. The spiritual realm doesn't change. It's the natural realm that is all subject to spiritual forces affecting it. This is why if you're going to walk in victory, you got to walk in the Spirit, because that's going to control the natural realm that we live in. Now, faith deals with the unseen realm. And how does faith come? Faith comes through the Word of God. Now, let me explain this. You have a spirit of faith because you're born again. So you have a general spirit of faith. But specific faith comes through hearing the Word of God, which is the Word of the Covenant. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. When you hear the Word of God on being saved, that produces faith for salvation. When you hear the Word of God on how to receive the Holy Spirit, that produces faith for receiving the Holy Spirit. When you receive the Word on healing, that produces faith for healing. So you have a general spirit of faith, which we all have, but then we get specific faith as we hear the Word of God. That's why you want to hear the Word of God on every subject. You know, you can have faith for several areas, promises of God, but if some areas where you don't know the Word of God, you haven't been in the Word of God, or you haven't for some reason believed that promise, then you won't have faith in that area. Faith specifically comes through the Word of God. Remember, you have a general spirit of faith and specific faith according to the level of the Word in you. This is why you've got to get in the Word of God and study the Word on subject after subject. Don't just stay on one subject. Study subject after subject so you get your faith growing in all areas. Praise the Lord. This brings us to the next area, that faith grows. Your faith will grow and develop. Now, you all have a spirit of faith. We all have a general spirit of faith, but it is going to grow and develop in our life. The Bible says in 2 Thessalonians 1:3 that we're bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because your faith groweth exceedingly. Faith will grow and develop. Faith is going to grow and develop as you are hearing the Word of God. And faith is going to grow and develop as you are applying your faith. And this is important. In Luke chapter 17, verse 5, the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith, or cause our faith to grow. Cause our faith to grow strong. What was Jesus' answer? His answer was exactly what they needed to do to cause their faith to grow. The Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto the sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. What was he saying? If you have faith as a seed, and we do. Every one of us has faith as a seed. We have a spirit of faith, and this is like a seed. It starts out, and as you use that faith, it's going to grow, it's going to develop, it's going to get strong, and as you sow that seed. Faith is a seed. You can say to the sycamine tree, and what does that mean? That means you're applying your faith against the problem, the tree, and you tell it, be thou plucked up by the root, be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. That's what we do when we speak to mountains. We command them to be removed. And you must understand that your faith is going to grow and become strong as you apply your faith against your mountain. Use your faith, work your faith by releasing it as you speak it forth, and it is going to move the mountains in your life. Praise the Lord. This is very important that you learn to apply your faith. And you must also understand that faith is your servant. It is a servant. It goes on in Luke 17 and talks about how which of you having a servant plowing or feeding cattle will say unto him by and by when he's come from the field, go and sit down to meat. You see, verse 5 and 6 was talking about increasing our faith. In verse 7, he's continuing to talk about it. He didn't change subjects. He's talking about your servant, which is your faith. Your faith will serve you to bring forth the promises of God, to cause you to overcome in your life, to cause you to take authority over the devil. Your faith is going to be leading you and directing you in what you do as you release that faith. And your faith, see, it taps into the spiritual laws of God, bringing into manifestation the promises of God in your life. Also, faith is a fight in the spiritual realm against the enemy. 1 Timothy 6:12, you fight the good fight of faith. You know, when the enemy comes against us, 1 Peter 5:9 says, resist, talking about the devil, whom you resist steadfast in the faith. Ephesians 6:16 says that we take the shield of faith, wherewith we're able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. So faith is also a fight in the spiritual realm. We use our spirit of faith in speaking against the enemy to resist him so he will flee from us. Faith is also something to be released. It's released by your words. When you believe God's word, then you speak it because your mouth is a releaser. Your mouth is a releaser of your faith, and you speak it forth so it will come into being. Well, we've covered several things on what faith is today, and we're going to talk more on this in the next broadcast. Don't miss it so you can see how faith is going to operate in your life. See you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.